it's me again. I was going to continue my little stroll down memory lane, chronicling my journey into kink, but I just kept getting too excited, and I only have a very small window of time this morning in which I can take care of myself, and so I thought I would do that. Take care of myself, and I'd like you to take care of yourself with me. I want you to join me, because if you listened to my last audio, you know that I don't, well, if I'm watching porn or listening to you, I don't ever let myself come until the man does. I don't know what that's about. I don't really fucking care. I just really like to do it. And, I don't know if you can hear, but I have... a very, very wet and juicy pussy. And a little vibration happening. And, very suckable nipples. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I can suck myself. That helps a lot. And so, so many things exciting me lately. You could say that I've been rather stimulated since coming to Gone Wild Audio and Gone Wild. Oh my goodness. I've been in this constant state of arousal. So distracted, because all I'm thinking about is being filled up with cocks. Every hole used. Being covered in cum, being made to swallow load after load, rubbing into my breasts. Fast. I don't care. It was glorious. Still having little aftershocks. After I come, I kind of do this little slow wiggle. Well, I don't know. Oh, where was I? Oh, I don't know where I was. Oh, I'm just expressing my appreciation for you. And all the naughty and delicious and filthy perverted thoughts that I've been absorbing and also sharing. Oh. That feels better. My body just kind of languid. My hips are still slowly moving because they just don't really stop. And that's okay. Because I just need a big cock here pressing up against me that I can rub against like a cat. I don't think one is going to be enough this morning. I don't think it's going to be enough. Is one really ever enough? But can I do it again? Oh, of course I can. That's a stupid question. I'm a silly girl who asks silly questions. And with a very, very juicy cunt. Let's see. I think it needs a spanking. There's something about spanking juicy, spread open pussy. Oh, not that I would know about spanking other pussies, but maybe that's something ahead for me. I only know about spanking mine. It just gets it even juicier. Now I'm using a finger. Time to put that vibrator away. And just a little finger around my clit. And... my nipples. You've probably seen my nipples by now, haven't you? They're so hard. Standing upright. And when I'm really turned on, I just get reduced to quivering sounds and saying the occasional fuck. Fuck me, please. Oh, I'm gonna have to work on that. Practice makes perfect, right? Okay. So, I was gonna tell you about my first really proper face fuck, but I don't think I have enough time. It was so good, though. It really introduced me to the joys and intricacies of getting properly face-fucked. That's definitely for the next one. Or maybe you want to hear about the time I met someone in the public cemetery and let him fuck me up against a headstone. Broad daylight. But I think my favorite is I was serving someone who lived far away from me, but I wanted so very badly to please him that one day he said he was sending me to meet a friend of his, and I was to serve as his friend, and I was to do anything his friend wanted, and specifically, he was going to fuck my ass for the first time. I definitely need to think about that some more, because it was so hot. I did a very good job, I'll have you know. I am a bit of a perfectionist. And when I'm properly motivated, I can do very good work. Thinking about that, being used by a stranger, taking my anal virginity. Oh God. In a law library. The room didn't even have a locking door. And he bent me over and fucked my ass after fucking my face. And oh God, it was. I can't. I can't stop. I want you to come with me. Come with me, please. Oh God, please. Oh God, let me come. You have to come with me, please. I need fuck. I need to be fucked so hard. Oh please, come with me. Come with me. Oh fuck. Bite my nipple. Suck it. You've turned me into a puddle. Wow. I just get really I seem to just get really turned on really fast. And it's really hard to complete a thought. Clearly, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm doing, but I like it. Oh, I don't know, I feel like singing. I like to, I guess it would be pillow talk, I don't know. I think after being just very, very thoroughly fucked and lying here in that languid, puddly state, skin touching skin, and I mean, yes, you have just rather thoroughly defiled and used me and used my body and made me scream and made me come, but now, I'm so relaxed, and maybe I don't know, I just really like to touch, and I'm kind of a comforting kind of person. So I would maybe tickle your back, I could give you a little shoulder rub, maybe sing a little in your ear, softly, of course. What song would I sing? I don't know, for some reason, this song was in my head this morning. It doesn't really feel appropriate, but what is appropriate about this? What? Is there a single thing about me that is appropriate? I guess not. So, I would just start singing whatever song popped into my head. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. Yeah, something like that. And I might sing a little while and kind of slowly roll my hips a little while and rub your shoulders, your back. But then my wiggling starts getting a little bit more intense. And we all know what happens then. But there's no time. Oh, I do have to be a good girl today, a good worker bee. And so I bid you adieu for now. Thank you. Thank you for spending this time with me.